Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the plot, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack, of the near, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, and the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning
morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dubset, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
What's up, people? This your boy, Max the Image Man. I just want to shout out to you. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. You know what I'm saying? Press that one if you want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Tonight we're going to talk about a few things. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that's going on in the hood, in the streets. You know what I'm saying? In the world, y'all. Well, right now, y'all know that all over the motherfucking places, this New World Order shit. And I mean, to be honest with you, man, it seems like the shit is going down, you know what I mean? And it's not, in my opinion, because it's in the Bible either. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at and take it for what it is, man. Sometimes you got to get out of your religion and get into your spirituality, man. You type into your spirituality, you might, you know, recognize a whole few other things, you know what I'm saying, not just the one. But it's cool, it's cool. I know everybody got their way of doing things, everybody got their own way of thinking, and I appreciate that because I do too. Alright, this is Hood Talk Radio, man. Hood Mix Thursday. We play a few songs, you know what I'm saying, from some of the local artists around here. Shout out to Boy The Rest Is Radio. What's up, Miss Contagious? You know, it's your boy E. Max. You know what I'm saying? And we are on Thursday nights now. You know, so I know it's kind of quiet and all of that shit, but I like Thursday nights. It's nice and easy. Okay? If you don't want to call in, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com. And once the page pops up, click live. And when the live page pops up, click music. You know what I'm saying? You can pretty much see me somewhere on that first page. I'm always there. All right, Hood Talk Radio. Out here in Cleveland, you know, the Tamir Rice case has made national news, and not just national news. I actually watched a video from overseas where they talked about a young black man, 12-year-old boy, getting shot in the stomach by police in Ohio. In Ohio. And I just had to think about that for a second. It's crazy because we live in Cleveland, Ohio, man. It's really, shit is not stopping around here, man. It's just been so much shit. I guess that the news and the city is just like, man, you know what? We can't keep up with the shit, and we can't let everybody know that this shit is slipping out of our hands either, so we just ain't going to say nothing. Because you listen to the people in the hood, man, there's always somebody laying down. You know what I mean? And it's a shame because it's our young people, man. They're killing each other, and we really don't even know why, man, because I don't know what the fuck these motherfuckers is hustling. Maybe I'm just a little bit behind, but I thought, you know, not really, but it can't be for no motherfucking territory or no dumb shit like that because, you know, this is Cleveland. You know what I mean? This city's something else, man. Everybody really struggling in this motherfucker. You know? But I want to talk about some sick shit I watched today, and it's really some crazy shit. I was able to put my eyeballs, unfortunately, out of curiosity. Somebody, you know, told me about it, so I wanted to, you know, watch it and see what the fuck it was all about. And it was this video called Two Girls, One Cup. That was the most disgusting shit I had ever seen in my motherfucking life, man. Serious business in my life. What the fuck, man? Seriously? You know? But gas prices going down. I got it at $1.95 in the hood. So, you know, what's up with that? Christmas coming, that means it's going to shoot up. Fill up as much as you can. Because in a minute, that's going to go sky the fuck high. Trying to reach out to a few folks, man. Speak your mind right here on Hood Talk Radio. Hood Mix Thursday with your boy, Max Image, man. We script, but not tonight. You know, last night, Empire was on and shit. It was really like a fucking setup show. You know what I mean? I know some of y'all out there noticed that. From the first giddy up, dude got the little tattoo of the bull or whatever that shit is on his back. Okay, what do you think gonna happen when they find out? So, with only 3 more episodes left in the season, what the fuck is you gonna do now? You know what I'm saying? Check out Hood Talk Radio. We always here. We try to make way. You know what I'm saying? For the big show, since everybody likes to be entertained. But now the entertainment is over. It's time to get back to work. Recess has begun to come to a close. The song here is from your boy, Max Image Man. It's called About Me. We'll be back for a minute. Good talk.
Lonely.
Yeah, that was one of the old classics, man. You know, even Max the Image. It's all about me. Check it out, man. We haven't heard much more about the weed issue since these motherfuckers lost. You know what I mean? And we really want to know what the dealio, my man, because some of these motherfuckers is, you know, acting like a shit legal, riding around, driving with the weed all up, hiding their hand and shit. You know, that's some wild shit. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to dial this phone number right quick just to see if we sounded fucking good, you know what I mean? Now, last week I wanted to talk about some friendship, you know what I'm saying? People got friends, we all got friends, you know. There's always somebody that want to be around you, you know what I mean? But you got to want them to be around you, you know what I'm saying? You can't let people force you into some shit, you know what I'm saying? Especially for convenience, you know, it's not cool. It's not fair, and it's also not moral. And when it comes to a point in your life, man, where you got to be able to say, you know, fuck all that dumb shit, because you'll never believe, you know what I mean, what some people will go through, you know what I'm saying, to be with your motherfucking ass, man. It's almost like, you know, being a fool. Can't do that. You can't let somebody, you know, put you in a position where you are the user. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people will let you use them. But even if you need it, man, if it's not you, at some point in your life, man, you got to say, okay, this ain't what I want. You know what I'm saying? I can't play games with people's feelings. You can't do that shit with people. You know, it's not right. But I ain't here to talk about no relationship shit. I'm here to talk about me and you. I got this splinter in my hand and shit I've been trying to dig out for a couple of years. So it's kind of got me, a little bit preoccupied. I was on my Facebook page today, and I noticed a couple of things, and it's kind of disgusting, you know what I mean? When I put shit on my page that don't make no motherfucking sense, like, you know, I farted today at work, and it was, like, stinking. a bunch of motherfuckers respond to that shit. But when I put shit up there, like, there's a point in life where you got to stop blaming God for everything that you did wrong. There comes a point in your life when you got to stop expecting that everything that's going on in your life, God got his hand in it. How about it's some shit that you're supposed to be able to figure out on your own? You know what I mean? God is going to be there because he's everywhere, always. But at the same time, that's propaganda when you've been told, put it all in God's hands, because there's some things God wants you to learn how to take care of on your own. You know, it's like your parents, you know, when they teach you some shit and you don't want to listen and you got to learn it the hard way. You know what I mean? Well, we are not in that space. When we learn some shit, that we learn some shit the easy way. Everything that's good. Everything that's good for you is going to be hard in the beginning. But if you keep at it, if you persevere, let my nigga Don Juan say, you know what I'm saying, stay the course, stand strong. You know what I mean? Your time will come. Just got to remember that shit, man. It's your boy, Imagine Image, and we get ready to listen to Fouché. At all. Hood Mix Thursday, y'all. Hood Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Don't make no sense to me.
Nope. Nope.
It don't make no sense to me.
At all. Fouché. E-Max.
Yeah, we just gonna take this quick ride.
Ooh, yeah.
Let me split your head right quick.
Oh man, oh man. It don't make no sense. Your face full of fingerprints, saying that you're sick of it. Seems like you're loving it. Screaming that this shit getting old. I can't tell the way that your eye and your lip on swole. Your arm that been broke, your neck that been choked. Your head got a patch, your ribs have been cracked, man. And I swear, and you keep running back for real. Through the dick, got you dumb like that.
Got you the way your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just throw your life against the wall, don't make no sense to me at all. Girl, why are you going through a thing? Relationship is up in chains. This nigga is your downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Good. Tell me, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing? Your wife out here banging other dudes, driving your car, spending your cash. Got another nigga named tatted on her ass, maxing out your credit card, giving you no sex at all. Y'all thumping, bumping, the cops come. Man, listen, this bra's a lost cause. Don't make no sense at all.
Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me. Dude, why are you going through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This bitch is your downfall. Don't make no sense to me.
Look, baby girl, your man ain't gon' change. And you tryna change him, that's highly insane. You need to leave, and it's your time to leave. Don't make no sense to me
at all.
Man, why is you sticking around? She playing you clown, another nigga dicking her down. Got you moped out, feeling depressed and looking all down. Don't make no sense to me
at all. Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. This is gonna be a downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all. Nigga, why is you going through a thing? This relationship is up in chains.
Wanna just throw your life against the wall, don't make no sense to me at all.
Bricks in the coffin, it's big money talking. 16
Hey, I got a question for y'all out there. How come every time I look on the news, I see about a lot of protesting and all this and all that? Do I hear or do I see more white people out there protesting for black men shit, black people shit, than black
men? Black men, the time is now.
Let me know about that, man. 646-478-0944.
Black men, the time is now. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from our people. Green's for the riches stole from our people. Black is the color, race of my people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HBD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up the bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping up the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, huh, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical Geronimo Pratt, Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man's army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, the Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was your boy, Sheriff Killroy. Black Man's Army, straight out of Cleveland, Ohio. You are tuned in to Hood Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? Hood Mixed Thursday, you know, we play a little bit of music. We talk a little shit. And we get into some serious conversation. Well, next week I plan on doing for sure eugenics, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know what the eugenics experiment was. It started long ago. You know, they would have us believe that some of the shit that we dealing with started with Hitler, but even if it did start with Hitler, y'all playing copycat. But the whole truth of the matter is, it's been at least 1,000 years, man, with this New World Order thing, you know what I'm saying? And truthfully, we're not the only ones dealing with it. It kind of fucked me up to find out, after watching the video about the pineal gland, that the Vatican has a few of those statues around, the Pope. We got a few of them, fixated around the Vatican, and they are absolutely in reference to your pineal gland, dude. Right? Now, when I speak about the pineal gland, because there's so many people that would be offended or that get offended from non-religious talk, okay? When I say non-religious talk, I mean, it's like some people want to be Christian. People want to be Muslim, you know. Then you got the Islamists. Then you got the Irish. Then you got the Catholics, you know. I mean, it's so many religions out there that it's sickening. We don't need all that. We don't need 12 preachers telling you 12 different stories or 12 different versions of the same story, claiming that this is the right and true and the exact version of the story. Because the truth of the matter is, we don't really fucking know. We only know what the hell they tell us. And it's a shame that most of the shit they tell us really don't benefit us, okay? Benefit the people that's telling the story. I remember a little while ago, I was watching a video on the Pastor Ray Higgins, or Dr. Ray Higgins, however you want to address the man. And he came up with the slogan and said, "He who controls the page controls the mind of the people." And it's true. People who do a lot of reading, you formulate a lot of your thoughts, your ideas, and your views based on some shit that somebody read and wrote and published in a book. Most people who publish books and read and have good things and wonderful quotes and things of that nature usually have been inspired from reading somebody else's book that related to something that happened in their lives. I think that's why we get along with music so tough, you know what I'm saying? Because music speaks to the inner soul, you know what I mean? It might be. Me, myself, I love music. I love to write it. I love to record it. I love to sing it. It's just, I don't know, man. You know, we've been taught to be a certain way, and it's really not fair, because unless you go along with what everybody else is going along with, you really don't have a place out here in this world. It's like these kids dealing with having to or not having to join gangs and little cliques and shit in order to survive out here in these streets and in school. You know what I mean? It's a shame that this shit got to get to gunfire and violence and shit like that. But like I said before on past shows, man, with all of this gang shit, there's some more shit that's happening. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that even if it was some motherfuckers from California, they was being paid to come out here and start trouble. You know, we losing our people, losing our children. And unbeknownst to the white population, y'all losing y'all's too. It's just that y'all always keep y'all secrets to yourselves. You know what I mean? White people don't know sharing shit unless it's with other white people because God forbid that somebody else takes something that a white person shared with them and makes something out of it. That's what you don't want unless they're white. And it's crazy because there's more than just black and white people out here. It's more than just Latino. It's more than black. It's more than white. And y'all don't even realize that we all have been given labels, black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese. What language does a Chinese person speak? Chinese. What language does an English person speak? English. So if we're American, shouldn't we say we speak American? No, because we speak English. And that should tell you who owns this motherfucking country. It's your boy, Emax the Image, man. It's, like I said, man, we chop it up. Oh, man, I got so many issues, man. I have some issues, you know what I'm saying? The shit that we don't talk about on the show, but we're going to have to edge it up and round it up and let really just let the shit out. So we're going to have a relationship show. I'm going to put that shit up there. It'll be on my Facebook page. But tough. Because to be in a relationship, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. And you really got to be willing to do the things that it takes to be in a relationship. So while you think about that statement for a minute, man, it's hard to do. You know, sometimes, ladies, when brothers say, listen, you know, I'm trying to get my shit together. I really don't want to be in a relationship right now. But, you know, you can come hang out with me. That's fine. But if a man tell your ass not every day, I want a girlfriend, he really true to that. You know, sometimes we as fellas get ourselves in a situation because we might need a ride to work or some shit like that. You know, something might happen and somebody willing to do it and shit is not always because you're a cool-ass person. It's because they want something. And 9 times out of 10, they want something that you're not willing to give. So how far are you willing to go with this? Right? You got to think about that shit. We get headaches from that shit. We get stressed out from that shit. You know what I mean? So y'all get ready to talk about that shit. Because we're going to have a relationship show coming up soon. But tonight, man, it's just so much going on in the news, in the hood, in the house, man. We living in the craziest times as people, let alone as black people, man. This your boy, E-Max, and we're going to be right back. It's Kemosol, Hood Talk Radio. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what it is, man. It's your boy, E. Max the Image. And truth of the matter is, y'all, I was going to do the thing till 10:30, but some shit came up. And I think we're going to get the fuck on out of here at 10 o'clock. Plus, I still got to go to work tomorrow. Y'all know what it is, man. We're studying earlier today, man. I came across a wonderful, wonderful, very informative video. It was called Eugenics, the Genocide of Black People. And it's weird because Darwinism is based on eugenics. I might have to go back and get the other guy's name, but it's a lot of things that's going on in our lives right now based on the fact that Hitler and some of those that was before him had planned this. You know, they even have, and I'm not sure, I'm going to find out, but you might be able to locate the Eugenics Council of America, because there was one maybe 40 years ago. It was basically to help out those that were of pure race, okay? Aryan, I would have you, or those that looked like they were of the pure Aryan race. So some of y'all darker haired white folks and darker eyes, you know, it ain't just against us, man. It's, you know, y'all got a hard way to go, too. So I just want everybody to be, you know, aware. And I'm still going to look that shit up because I really don't like talking about shit that, you know, ain't true or I don't know about. But I came across that just watching this video, and I wrote it down in my notes, but I haven't had a chance to do any research on it because I definitely want to bring some information on that, and I got to find some for myself. As always, man, I want y'all to keep your ears to the street, man. Keep your nose where it belongs, out of other people's business. You know what I'm saying? It's better for you to try to figure out what you're going to do with yourself. You know what I mean? Work on trying to get your shit together instead of always dipping. You know what I'm saying? When you're worrying with too much about what somebody else doing, you ain't going to get your shit together, you know? You ain't going to get your shit together at all. You're going to be too much, and you're going to look up, and your shit ain't going to be right. Now, a lot of us plan a whole lot of shit, but if we plan too much shit, we never get to take a step in the right direction. So I hope y'all start making plans. Plan on at least setting and achieving one goal. We all know everybody got a whole lot of shit to do, but you can't do it all, and not in one day. So if you focus on what one of those things that you got to do, prioritize, you know what I'm saying? Take the most important thing that you know that you have to do, and you focus on that, and I guarantee you the rest of that shit going to fall in place. And I got a question. What's up with all these girls and these fake-ass booties? Okay? Ladies, if your booty wasn't right, don't put no fake shit on it, okay? Even if that nigga's gonna pay for it, don't do that. That's ugly. It's nasty. Keep your money in sight. Meaning know what you're spending your money on. Keep your overhead low. At least lower, you know what I'm saying, than your income. And you may be able to spend a little bit. You might be able to buy yourself something to eat. It's just a little bit of things, some certain things that you can do and we can all do to make life for ourselves a little bit better. And it's not necessarily about being rich or wealthy or this, that, and the other, because trust me, those that's wealthy right now, if it was meant or they wanted you to be wealthy, you'd have been there. So y'all don't get it, man. We living in a world of haters, and the biggest haters is the motherfuckers that got everything and don't want to share shit. And they usually got everything off the backs of other people, you know what I'm saying? And because they want to keep everything they have and they want more, the backs of other people ain't good enough. They want the backs of all people. Well, watch my word. People going to start dropping, and they already are. They're disappearing. People are disappearing, and they just never coming back. They wasn't blaming on the aliens taking people away. But some of y'all know and some of y'all don't know that we living under Agenda 21, which is basically a depopulation agenda. Now, I've heard this Agenda 21, and then there's Agenda 22 or Agenda 23, but they just keep modifying the shit, just like Rex 84 turned into Agenda 21, COINTELPRO turned into Rex 84, and that's just if it's still not, you know, going down to this day. But we'll know. We will know. Because if shit still keep going like it's going right now, man, we're going to find out sooner than later. Because they ain't doing nothing but killing us off. You know what I mean? I want y'all to be bold enough, man. Go out there and check out that dumbass video. Two girls in a cup. Now, had I did the shit like I was supposed to, I didn't know. But you're supposed to record... You're supposed to record your reaction, you know what I'm saying, and then post that shit on YouTube, Facebook, or something like that. You got to Google the video, y'all. But y'all check that out, Two Girls, One Cup. It's your boy, E-Max Man. I'm going to play this song, get on up out of here, you know what I'm saying, until tomorrow night, man. Good times, right? It's your boy, E-Max Image Man. This song, take us out of here. Good night.
Look at it. to make